Hi, I'm Adam Grattan, and welcome to the latest episode of the Way We Were podcast, looking back across the decades at life in Stoke-on-Trent and across North Staffordshire. This time around, we take a trip to the cinema, as I caught up with members of the Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire Nostalgia Facebook group, following the latest face-to-face meeting, where local historian Mervyn Edwards presented his talk, A Night at the Flicks. I asked those in attendance about their own memories of the silver screen. Paul, a long-time cinema visitor, first-time group attendee, recalls the amazing experience of visiting for the first time his local cinema and getting the fright of his life. So, Paul, what are your own memories of going to the cinema over the years?
I remember going to see The Exorcist in about 1973 in Hanley, the ABC, if he was.
And what was it like going to see The Exorcist for the first time?
Amazing. Scary more than anything, but the music made it. That's what I went for, because of the music by Mark Oldfield.
And what was the rest of the cinema feel like? Because it was quite a big deal at the time.
It was pretty quiet, because everybody was more amazed at the film.
Scary?
Yes. Yeah, in part, yes. Yeah. Well, I've seen trailers of it, but it was good. Interesting, thank you.
Chris, who has visited many of the Potteries picture houses over the years, remembers the impact of seeing the legends of the silver screen come to life in colour for the very first time, and just how a couple hours taking in a film with friends was not something he or they took for granted. So, Chris, what are your own memories of going to the cinema at a weekend or on the week after listening to Mervyn's talk about A Night at the Flicks?
It's brought back a lot of memories. One thing I do remember was, because we had black and white television, it was nice seeing the colour, everything colour, you know what I mean, because we didn't have colour television. So that was a big, big change.
How did that make a difference to the feel and the going to see a film?
It was just brought it all back to life, you know what I mean, seeing things in colour. Whereas now, people take it for granted, we'll have colour television. But like in those days, in the 60s, television was all black and white. So then you saw colour films, especially like the James Bond films and things like that, which I remember, the first James Bond films. That's the one thing I remember more than anything, just about how colourful it all was, really.
Do you think it was more of a, it felt more special going to the cinema rather than just being sat at home on the television?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It was like a real outing, you know what I mean, with your friends or with your mother and father, you know. But that seems to have died now, seems to have died out.
And what were the films that really stick in your mind and heart?
Probably the, remember the Doctor Who film, the Doctor Who the Daleks, and the James Bond films, obviously, but there's so many films I saw, you know, but you just forget, don't you? Those are the two main ones I do remember, was the Doctor Who. Oh, and also, what I do remember was the Lassie films. Remember those, the dog Lassie? Yeah.
Local photographer and history enthusiast Harry Lindoff has been documenting the changing face of the Potteries for decades. He recalls his childhood excitement attending the Saturday morning cinema clubs of his youth. So, Harry, after listening to Mervyn's Night at the Flicks talk, what memories of your own do you have of going to the cinema?
The Saturday morning shows, like the club, like, you know, we used to sing along and things like that. It's very interesting.
What in particular sticks out with regards to when you were younger going to those morning clubs?
Just the singing and the special cartoons you used to have on and things like that.
And what, do you remember any particular films that stick out in your memories of those days?
Not really. Up along Cassidy used to be on. That space chap. Just can't think. But they were really interesting, like, you know.
I believe there were some places where you used to get after you have things like metal tokens and things like that.
Yeah, that was the Lambert Mia. I think I went in there just once and they gave me a token and I said, like, well, what's this for, like? And I think it was for certain seating in the cinema, like, and they used to bring it out of a tube or something, like, you know.
And if you had to go back and visit one of those cinemas from the 50s, 60s, 70s, which one would you go to?
The Saldo Stoke. Yeah.
Born and bred in Golden Hill, David Wood remembers clearly his own experiences and memories going to the cinemas with his mates back in the day. David, so you're a man with plenty of local knowledge from around the area, especially Golden Hill in particular. Yeah. But listening to Mervyn's talk today at the Nostalgia Group, what are your own memories of visiting the cinema over the years?
I really enjoyed Merv's presentation this afternoon. My memories are of Golden Hill at the gateway, the northern end of the city, the Picture Palace, as it was called, their own cinema, quite a big cinema, which became quite quickly the Super Cinema. It was run by a family, a gentleman, his wife, two daughters, son-in-law, and they had all the latest films, two films a week, from Monday to Thursday, and then Thursday to Saturday. Never opened on Sunday, because it was quite a Christian village, with all the pubs and churches, but it was an excellent cinema. We occasionally travelled down to Tunstall, and we used to go to the Chums Club on a Saturday morning at the Ritz Cinema, which was very good. Flash Gordon and all that.
I was just about to say, what are the films that stick out in your mind?
I remember seeing Audie Murphy film, To Hell and Back. He was a war hero. And there was a tank that drove up to a building and poked the barrel through the window, a ruined building, and then crashed through it. And my dad, who was in the tank, said, "I've done that." And it was immaculate. Nobody's ever been prouder than the father than I was that day. Yeah.
And if you could go back and visit one of those cinemas, what one would it be?
I would like to go back to that one, the Golden Hill Cinema. Yeah, it's a nice, comfortable cinema. Yeah, warm, friendly. Yeah.
Well, after entertaining us with his talk entitled The Night of the Flicks, I caught up with historian and film fan Mervyn Edwards to find out why he thought cinema was such a big draw, was still important, and how the scene has changed over the years, along with what his own memories of the silver screen are. So Mervyn, you've given your eloquent talk today on Night of the Flicks, the history of cinema around the Potteries. Why do you think Stoke-on-Trent as an area and Newcastle have had so many cinemas over the years, and why are they so important to where we all live?
I think cinemas have been important to Stoke-on-Trent because, like so many other buildings locally, town halls, schools of art, museums, each town wanted their own facilities. So the story of cinemas in so many respects rides on the back of this. So of course, even some suburbs and villages around the Potteries in Newcastle had more than one cinema or picture house, perhaps, and they were very much part and parcel of working class entertainment. So we know that in 1946 there were 4,700 cinemas across the country, and 31.4 million people per week were going to the cinema. So it was the essential social habit of the age, and would be for a number of years to come.
And what are your own experiences and memories of going to the cinema over the years?
I remember on one particular occasion, probably the 1980s, the ABC, or it may have been the Canon at that stage, they decided to show the first five Star Trek films. So it was a real bum hurter. You know, one film after the other. If you were a Star Trek aficionado, absolutely great. But it was a challenge, shall we say.
And how do you see that cinema has changed as a business and for the people of the Potteries over the decades?
Cinema is still popular. I think nowadays the onus is on more and more comfort. You know, there's a little hole where you can put your little plastic cup of cola just by your chair, that sort of thing. They're warm, they're accommodating. But at the same time, you know, some old standards do still remain. The fact that they play adverts for refreshing, cold, icy products just before the cinema is the film's due to start, you know, to make you tempted to go to the usherette. So some of that little that craftiness is still there with cinemas to try and make them profitable as such.
And if you were to go back in time over the years, given all the cinemas you've covered, have you got one you would return to?
I'm tempted to say that I would love to go back to the Regent in 1929 in Hanley, and to see this palatial, sumptuous new cinema, this multiplex of its day opening with its marble floors. But I'm not going to give you that answer. I'd love to go back to the Marston's Picture Hall in Wolstanton in the 1950s and join in with the Saturday morning matinee and flick cigarette cards at people, pea shooters, get chewing gum in my hair and come out blinking into the sun, knowing that I'd had some experience in the cinema, not necessarily related to watching the film.
Well, that's all from me, Adam Grattan, and the Way Be Weird podcast this time around. In the meantime, until the next episode, be sure to check out the Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire Nostalgia Facebook group. You can visit the Stoke-on-Trent Live website and go to the Way Be Weird page for all the latest stories on heritage and nostalgia from around the area. And you can find me, Adam Grattan, on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram by going to Adam C. Grattan. Thanks for listening.